Risk Management Specialist, K-State Research and Extension, Art Barnaby. We bring Art by today, for he is regularly tending to those prices that are being used, marketing year prices, that will eventually calculate into the crop payments under ARC and PLC from the USDA for 2016 production, those checks that will be actually issued in 2017 in the fall. And you have some new numbers to consider here, Art, right?
That's correct. Updating the wheat numbers, we're now at a national average price estimate of $3.73. That's down 4 cents from our last estimate. We now have a number of prices, four in fact, that are real. They're from USDA, and they won't change. If they do, it won't be more than a penny. And those numbers are plugged in, and then, of course, everything after that is estimates. The thing is, though, in the first 3 to 4 months of the marketing year, more than half of the wheat crop in a typical year is sold. I have no reason to believe that's not true again this year. We're going to end up, I think, somewhere around 370 when we're done. Maybe a little higher, a little lower than that, a few pennies one way, direction or another.
So the price, because we're halfway through, if you will, the crop, should stabilize soon from here.
That is my anticipation. We'll continue to update this, but I don't anticipate that it's going to move more than a penny or two one direction or the other from now on. But it does translate into a sizable payment under the price loss coverage program, running roughly $1.77 a bushel. $1.77, and that's times your FSA program yield, times your base acres, times 85%. Checking the numbers in Kansas, about half of the acres looked like went into PLC in the case of wheat. The other half went to ARC. Even with these low prices, I don't anticipate much in the way of ARC payments in Kansas, because those high yields that we have are going to take them out of the payment. Now, as you move out of Kansas in the Great Plains, we probably will see some wheat payments under ARC because the yields weren't quite as good in those surrounding states as they are here in Kansas. I mean, everything just went right as far as production is concerned. We're kind of paying for that now for lack of storage and very, very weak basis, which we can talk about in the future. But nonetheless, yes, we are looking at a sizable payment, and at least half the farmers will be happy. The other half, not so much. Moving on to the corn and the other crops, they released the very first price. And for corn, that was $3.22. When I plug in the $3.22, which is my only real price, everything else is estimates, I come up with about a $2.85 number for corn. That's got a lot of error around it. We need to get into January before the corn prices and the spring planted crops start to stabilize as wheat does now. Mm-hmm. But at $2.85, we're looking at some sizable payments there, maybe 85 cents on the corn. I tend to think it might not be quite that high. You can't really tell. I mean, the corn market's been kind of trending up here the last few days, but it's a long time until we get to the end of this. Remember, these payments don't come to you till next fall, in the fall of 2017.
And how are your soybean and grain sorghum numbers reading now?
Well, the sorghum one is kind of easy to do. Let's do soybeans because that's easy. The first price came in at $9.43. Our estimate for the national average price is $9.55, well above the reference price for soybeans, and that translates no payment under PLC. Mm-hmm. So far, there have been no payments in any of the years under PLC. So soybeans was the one crop that you wanted to put in ARC because, effectively, unlikely you're going to get paid under PLC as far as the soybeans. Now, I sort of said that at one time, or thought that one time, about wheat and corn too, but, man, I never anticipated we'd be making LDP payments, but we are. That price forecast I was way off on. But I'm not wrong on the marketing year average price. These are going to be close, at least for the wheat, and I will be close by January. On the sorghum, it came in at $2.70 was the first price, and that translates into a $2.81 marketing year average price. At this point, lots of air around it too, but that would also translate into a sorghum PLC payment well over a dollar, and that's because sorghum has a higher strike price for its reference price than does corn.
So if you're in arc, though, for corn and for sorghum. Payments are looking a little sketchier?
Again, from what I'm hearing, the yields are really good out there. Okay. It's going to depend on the county yields with those two crops, and same thing with soybeans. If those yields are really good, then the county yields are probably going to be high enough that we won't see very many counties getting payments on those crops either. Wheat was just off the chart good from yield, and that's why I don't know if we'll end up with no counties with wheat payments, but I can't imagine any of the major producing wheat counties, you know, basically west of Salina, are going to have payments under ARC. So we will see, but I'll be surprised if there are payments under ARC once we get into the real wheat producing areas. Over here in eastern Kansas, you know, where wheat yields aren't quite as important, it's possible those yields weren't high enough to take them out of the payment. But corn, soybeans, yeah, it looks like those yields are pretty good too. So it's going to be a thin year on the government payment side if you are in ARC, and a big payment if you are in PLC. Quite a few of the acres went into PLC on sorghum, and then about half the wheat acres went into PLC, I'm told. So given that, there will be sizable payments made in Kansas, but it's not going to be evenly distributed. There will be some farmers that will be getting payments and some farmers that will be getting none. The other thing is this government program leaves a gap in the coverage too, and that is from 373, our current estimate on wheat, from 373 down to the loan rate. Let's just make numbers easy. Say the loan rate in your county is $3. From 373 down to $3, that's 73 cents. You're not covered. It's a gap in the coverage. Now, once you get below the loan rate, then the LDP payment kicks in. And right now, today, we're at 28 cents. Now, that changes every day. On Ag Manager, we update that daily, giving you an estimate for tomorrow. What that tells you is if you're ready to take the LDP, do you want to wait a day before you take it? Because obviously, if it's going to be higher tomorrow, you'd want to wait a day and then grab the LDP. If it's going to be lower tomorrow and you're planning to take it, you could go ahead and take the LDP. But then you could be like a lot of us, took it when it was 12 cents, thinking the price couldn't get any lower, only to discover that it can. So it's a real crapshoot on when you claim it. But it's a sizable payment right now. It's been as high as 42 cents. So will it get back there? It could, as these nine-month marketing loans start to expire, that grain's going to get put back on the market. So it could be tough when we get towards the end of those nine-month loans, because a lot of the wheat did go under loan that's still out there that wasn't sold. So it's a year that's got some holes in the safety net, and those are showing up. And if that wasn't bad enough—
to weave in more.
We've got this non-convergence in the futures markets.
Right.
And that, because futures didn't come down to meet cash, not so much this year because we had high enough yields, but as we move into next year, that could impact the size of the indemnity payments on the crop insurance, because that's triggered strictly by futures prices, not cash. And nobody's selling wheat at $4.59. If you remember, that's what they set the insurance price at for crop insurance based off of futures back a couple of months ago. And so we could stay in this 450 if that 459 price on futures doesn't come down, even though cash is well below the loan rate. That's what I mean by non-convergence. Then you wouldn't trigger any payments in the insurance contract coming about as result of the price peril. So it reduces the amount of coverage in your crop insurance contract, not having that convergence. That is a really deep, difficult topic.
Lots of involved stuff.
So to get people on the same page, Eric, we're working on doing some videos to explain non-convergence. Got another one set up about proposed fixes to non-convergence, and then a third video set up to talk about how this impacts the crop insurance program and how it impacts it as far as how much of a safety net it's providing you as a producer.
These videos are on Ag Manager for folks.
They will be soon. Okay. Soon. And finally, the other thing that farmers, I think, are going to take a really hard look at is storage. And that's going to have to be probably on-farm built storage. But the problem is, where do you get the cash to build storage with right now? I mean, it's the worst of all possible times to be thinking about this. But that's the only way, realistically, that farmers can do anything to kind of manage their basis and perhaps capture some higher quality wheat, higher proteins, But it also means you might have to think outside the box. You may have to truck that wheat a long ways to get it to, say, a mill that's willing to pay a premium if you have high-quality wheat. It's a whole different way of thinking about marketing because most cases people stored wheat on the farm kind of like a checking account. When they need cash, they go sold some wheat at the local elevator. Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about actually thinking like a grain merchandiser.
We would, again, ask you to take a look at all of this good information on the marketing year prices and the likely payouts from ARC and PLC for 2016 crop production, as well as this latest information on non-convergence in the wheat market. AgManager.info is your resource for all of that. Art, many thanks, as always. Art Barnaby is a risk management specialist with K-State Research and Extension.